Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is a brand new Masechta Tainis, and we start with, of course, Daf Beis. Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu v'Kimonu v'Yonu l'Zman Hazeh. We reached the point to start a new Masechta, actually entering into a very sweet spot in the Daf Yomi, where we're going to be doing a Masechta month. We're going to be Tainis, Megillah, Moed Katan, then Chagiga, and Mir Tzah Hashem, we will finish off Seder Moed, a beautiful time in the Daf Yomi, and a beautiful day to start Masechta Tainis. We're learning today for Refuah Shlema for Rav Avram Simcha, then Rachel Leah. We have Refuah Shlema B'Sos Shar Chol Yisrael. Just a very brief introduction to Masechta Tainis. Masechta Tainis deals obviously with fast days, and it deals with rain. One of the major reasons that we have fast days is to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for various Eis Tzara, and one of the biggest Eis Tzara in Eretz Yisrael is a lack of rain. And we will learn some of the dinim about the process that these Taneisim were set up. Before we begin the actual Masechta, we need to know a famous Maariv Tzchias, the last Maariv Tzchias found in Masechta Tainis, and it's also found in the Imre Bina. He quotes the Maariv Tzchias, and he tells us that the Rashis that we have in Masechta Tainis, like in a couple of other Masechtas in Shas, were not written by Rashi himself. They were written by one of the Talmidim of Rashi. And he brings down that there are a number of stiros that you find in the Rashi in Tainis that we are so sad that they disagree with Rashi elsewhere. As opposed to Tosos, which is multi-authored, and you can have a stira between Tosos, you shouldn't have a stira in Rashi, it's the same author. And therefore, he points out several other differences in the Rashi on Masechta Tainis. He says, for example, that this Rashi is different than the other Rashis in that it is a longer. Rashi is more verbose than he normally is. Rashi is normally an extremely concise commentary. And in addition, he says, he brings down from the Talmud Yerushalmi, which is something relatively unusual for Rashi to do. He doesn't normally bring down from the Talmud Yerushalmi. He likewise points out that Rashi makes more textual changes than he normally does, albeit Rashi does have Hochi Garsinon in many places, but here he brings down many more changes than he normally does. And as well, he doesn't bring down as many times the sources from the Medrashos for some of the statements that he makes, which is, again, unusual for Rashi, the normal Rashi that we're used to. Finally, he points out that the Tosos in this Masechta are different. With one exception, Tosos doesn't point out what the Pirish HaKuntri says. He doesn't argue with Rashi. Normally, Tosos is commenting on Rashi. That's the major thrust of Tosos. Here, Tosos is more of an explanatory type of Tosos, and not mentioning Rashi and giving basic pshat, which normally Rashi would be doing. And therefore, he says Tosos didn't have necessarily access to a pshat on Rashi in this Masechta, and therefore took that place. The Tosafists were the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the Talmidim of Rashi, and therefore they took their Rebbe's place in this Masechta because they didn't have a standard parish in Rashi. Now, not everybody agrees with this. Cheshek Shlomo brings down that only the first two Dapim of Masechta are from the Rabbeinu Gershom and not Rashi, and the rest is Rashi himself, and brings other Rishonim that, like the Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Ritva, that say that it's clear to them that this is the regular Rashi, but there, over the time there were somehow changes in this Rashi from the editors, that's why the Rashi is a little bit different, and there's some stiros in this Rashi from here to other Masechtas. In any event, we will still call this Perish Rashi, and we'll still rely very, very heavily upon it, although we'll probably be referring to Tosus more than we normally do in our basic Shia of Gemara Rashi Tosus. With that little introduction, we begin. Me'emasai maskirin givuros geshomim. From what point in the year do we begin to mention mashiv aruch morid ha-goshim, or geshem? This is a famous machlokas, whether you say goshim or geshem. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal was of the opinion that you say goshem, and that's where I was brought up, and therefore I will probably refer to this as mashiv aruch morid ha-goshim, but probably the more popular approach is that the word should be geshem. And in any event, we'll use them interchangeably for the purposes of the shir and not go into that machlokis as to whether it should be goshim or geshem. So me'emasai maskirin givuros geshomim. From what point in the calendar year do we start saying ma'ashiv aruach umored ha-goshem? So we'll have several opinions in the Mishnah and then in the Gemara as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, miyom tov arishon shel chag. Chag obviously is a reference to Sukkot, and he says from the first day of Sukkot, that's when we say ma'ashiv aruach umored ha-goshem. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, from the very last day of the Yontif of Sukkot. Now, this really means Shmini Atzeres. Obviously, Shmini Atzeres is Rego B'fnei Atzel, but it often is lumped in together with Sukkot, and therefore he really means from Shmini Atzeres. So, Rabbi Lez says the first day of Sukkot, and Rabbi Shua says the very end of Sukkot, which would be Shmini Atzeres. Yom Tova Achron Shochar. Now, why does each one say what they did? So Amar Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Howel v'ein ha'kashomim elosimim klolo b'chag. We already learned that it's not in Eretz Yisrael, at least, where it's expected not to rain during Sukkot. The rains start from Cheshvan. We're going to learn about the different types of rains and when they're expected to come. And if they don't come, when we start having Tanios in this Masechta. So Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer, why would you want to mention anything about Ma'asev Ruach Merda Goshem, the bringing of rain, that you would want to do during the holiday of Sukkot? Because after all, if it rains during Sukkot, that's as if HaKadosh Baruch was telling you, I don't want your service to me. It's as if we had the Masechta Sukkah telling us the story that if it's like a servant who brings a cup of wine to his master, and the master throws it back in his face. Here we are, we're going to build a Sukkah and sit on the Sukkah, and HaKadosh Baruch brings rain. It's as if he's telling us, I don't want your service. So therefore, Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, if this is a simon klola, lamu maske, why are we starting to mention it at the beginning of Sukkot? No, makes sense to mention it at the end of Sukkot when we're no longer out in the Sukkah. So Amar lo Eliezer says to him, I didn't say anything about asking for rain. Afani lo amarti lishol for the geshamim. I didn't say that we should say the same talum water. That's when you ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring rain. What I said was, you mentioned El Elahaskir, Ma'ashev Aruch, Rene Goshen, but Onoso, that you're asking for the rain to come in its proper time. Meaning, we're just mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to bring the rain, but we're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the rain on the first day of Sukkot. Therefore, it's okay to mention it on the first day of Sukkot, and we'll see in the Gemara why B'davka, Rabbi Eliezer would say that you should start mentioning it on the first day of Sukkot. And it's just lahaskir, just to point out, to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power behind the rain. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Yeshua, I start saying Ma'asev Ruach Merda Goshem from the first day. Amalo, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, if that were true, Im Kain, so if you're just mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Givura in bringing about the rain, so La'olam Yehi Maskir, so why don't we say Ma'asev Ruach Merda Goshem all year long? Why would we only say it during the, quote, rainy season, or at the start of the rainy season? And therefore, I disagree with you. So this is the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now in the Mishnah is this point is the end of the first Mishnah, and now we would begin actually the second Mishnah. Here in the Gemara, it's all listed together. And the reason why I mentioned this, you'll see in a second. So now the Mishnah continues, says, Ein Shoalin. Now here we seem to be switching and talking about asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first part was Maskirin. When do we mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power behind the rain? And now we're talking, switching track, according to many Mefarshim, to talk about at what point are you actually requesting Ein Shoalim, Esa Geshomim. You do not request the rains to actually come El Samuch L'Geshomim, until the period of time when it is right near when the rain should start coming. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, they start saying from Zayin Cheshvan, that's the start of the rainy season. In Chutz Laretz, we of course say either December 4th or December 5th. That goes based on the solar calendar as to when we start saying in Chutz Laretz, the same Talam Motel of Racha. It's very interesting. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael, so I'm in that very interesting halachi situation where when I was in Eretz Yisrael, they were all saying the same Talam Motel of Racha. What should I do? So there are many different opinions. I just give you Bekitzur Nimrutz, the Psak of the Piskei Tshuva, which is the Psak of Rav Herschel Shechter, Shlita as well. And that is when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I said the same Talam Motel of Racha in my Shemoneh Esrei, both in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, if I dam for the Amid in the published Shemoneh Esrei. And now when I returned to Chutz Laretz before, in Chutz Laretz, when we start saying Saint Talamot Levracha, so then in my regular Shemoneh Esrei, I say the same bracha again, and in Shomea Tvila, I say the same Talamot Levracha, and it would be preferable if I wasn't the chazan in the tzibur, so I don't have to get into a question of what do I do as the chazan to say Saint Talamot Levracha when everybody else is saying the same bracha, which I wouldn't be allowed to do. So if I did have to be the chazan, the answer is I would say still the same bracha in the Chazaras Hashatz. In any event, the Mishnah now tells us that we only are shoal for the Geshamim, Samuch L'Geshamim. Everybody agrees to that. Then we have the next opinion, which is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'over L'Fnei Ateva B'Yom Tavach Un Shulchag. And here we're going back to Ma'asev Ruach Merda Goshem. We're going back to be Maskir. So we switch around. The first part was Maskir, the second part was Shoalin, and the third part is again Maskir. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if somebody goes up to the Omer, in other words, the Chazan, on Yom Tov Ha'achron Shochak, he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that you just switch over and start saying Ma'asev Ruach Merda Goshem on the last day of Yom Tif, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Maskir, he says, the one who's the Chazan, for Musaf, we have the Rishon is Shachris, and the Achron is Musaf. So Rabbi Yehuda tells us that the one, Ha'ovel, Yom Achron, Shochat, the one who's the Chazan, on the last days of Sukkot, the end of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, the Achron, the one who davens Musaf, he says, Ma'asev Ruach Merda Goshem, in the Shemona Esrei. However, Rishon, the one who daven Shacharis, still doesn't say Mashiv Ruach Meregoshim in a Maskev. He either says nothing, or, as we'll see, there are those that say Morid HaTal. Morid HaTal, you're allowed to say all your own, because Morid HaTal never stops. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop the Tal, just like he doesn't stop the winds. That's why it's okay if you say Mashiv Ruach, or if you say Morid HaTal, or both of them, Mashiv Ruach Morid HaTal. If you were to say that all year long, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. There's nothing wrong technically with saying that. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, I agree with you, Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua, you say you start saying it from Shacharis in the morning. I say, no, we say it from Musaf. Very interesting reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you say it later in the day. He says you can't start saying it at night. Everybody seems to say you can't start saying it at night because there aren't a lot of people in the shul at night. Unfortunately, long-time Jewish customers, not everybody went to shul. So therefore, the people wouldn't know that you switched over. And likewise, even by Shacharis, so many people come late to shul, unfortunately. So therefore, they wouldn't change it over in Shacharis, according to Yehuda. Only by Musaf, when there's a large populace of people in the shul. So then they would switch over and have everybody start saying Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei of Shmini Atzeres. Now, in addition, we'll learn that you have to make an announcement, because here you're doing something that's for good, to say, we're now going to be Maskir Gishamim, so therefore you're allowed to make the announcement before you start the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and everybody can say it over already in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim. You must have that announcement, or else it's not publicized, and then if you didn't make that announcement for whatever the reason, you wouldn't say over Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim. As opposed to, we'll see in a moment, when we go in telling us the din of Pesach, when we stop saying Mashiv Aruch, and that's the next part of the Mishnah, so let's learn that right now. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, we stop saying Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim. HaRishon Maskir, the one who's saying Shacharis still is Maskir, again, because there aren't a lot of people in Shul, and we can't publicize yet that you're stopping to say Mashiv Aruch, so by Shacharis we still say Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim. However, HaAchron, the one who davens Musaf, ain't no Maskir. He doesn't say Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim anymore. But here you can't make an announcement, because we don't make an announcement to stop a bracha. So therefore, by Musaf time, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, everybody still does say Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim. Unless you're davening in a Nusach Svar Shul, where they're saying Morid Atal. So that you're allowed to then say, everybody were announcing, start to say Morid Atal. So since you're doing a positive thing, telling people, start saying Morid Atal, so then they, in the Nusach Svar Shul, will stop saying Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim, even in the silent Shemoneh Esrei. But in the Nusach Ashkenaz Shul, which doesn't normally say, at least in Chutz Laaretz, Morid Atal, in Eretz Yisrael, they follow the custom of the Gra, and he was on the opinion that Ashkenazim should also say Morid Atal, so in Eretz Yisrael it's a little bit different, but in Chutz Laaretz, where an Ashkenazi Shul typically doesn't say Morid Atal, so then they actually still say Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim in the silent Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf on Pesach, because it would be improper for the Chazan or the Gabbai or the Rabbi to get up and announce and say, stop saying Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim. That's an improper thing to publicly announce. You never want to stop having an idea of a bracha, of being Maskir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura, and therefore, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, there's a major difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar on Musaf Pesach. So Svardim, who say Morid Atal, stop saying Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim, say Morid Atal, and Ashkenazim, who don't say anything, they continue to say Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim for the silent Shemoneh Esrei. But then in the Chazar Seshas, when we have Tvilas Tal, so then everybody stops saying Mashiv Aruch Umrid Agoshim. That's the Mishnah. Now we begin the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Hecha Koi. What in the world are we doing talking about suddenly at the beginning of this Masechet of Tainis, Me'ema Say Maskin Gerurus Gishamim? We didn't mention anything about this then. Where are we coming from that we should suddenly say, when do we mention it? As opposed to first, you should have said the din is that you have to be maski gurus kishamim, and then you should say, oh, and when do we do it? So it's a little bit of a funny way to start the masechta, me emosai maskirin gurus kishamim. So the Gemara's question is, Tana hechakoi diktana me emosai. Where in the world are you coming from that you suddenly tell us? At what point do you say it? You should first tell us that you have to say it. So the Gemara answers, no, Tana hosum koi. The Tana in brachos, as Rashi says over here, we said in Gemara in Brachos, Maskirin Gevuras Gishamim, the Maseches Brachos. And now here you see an example where Tosus is really expanding on the basic Pshat, and obviously didn't seem to have Rashi, because it doesn't mention Pirush HaKutras, which says a similar idea, but Tosus expands upon it. And Tosus, Dibo Masl Hosum Koi, says, Pirush, Besei Dizroim Bebrachos, in Perik Ein Mamidim, on Daf Lamed Gimel. That's much more information than normally Tosus would be giving. Normally that would be in Rashi. In any event, here you see a clear example why the Maritz Chai says that Tosus certainly didn't have Pirush Rashi. Even if you want to say that this is the regular Pirush Rashi, Tosus didn't have this. In any event, and he says, Belusnei Hosum, in the Gemara in Brachos, you should have said, when you mentioned the Gishamim over there, that we have this concept of being Maskir Gishamim, so it should have asked over there, Meye Masai, the listening Hasam, Maishna, it should have said over there, Klomar, Amai Tona Hocha B'moed, why in Masechta Moed, after several Masechtas in Moed, do we now address the question of from when do we start saying Mashiach Ruach Meregoshem, as opposed to why we didn't do it over there at the very beginning of, say, the Zroyim with Masechta Brachos. So Tosus here is not only telling us the answer, where do we find that we discussed it, but he's also going to bring down the next Gemara's question is, and how come we didn't discuss it over there? So let's see inside of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, the Tana, where did he come from to get this? So it says, Tana Hosum Koi in Masechta Brachos Diktani, it said over there, Maskir and Givuras Gishomim B'tchias HaMesim. It tells us where in the Davening do you mention Mashiach Ruach Meregoshem, and since this deals with the Gevura of rain, as we'll see, so therefore we put it in the Bracha dealing with the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he is the one who is Mechaye Mesim. So therefore it belongs in the second Bracha, the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Bracha of Mechaye HaMesim. And by the way, the Shaolin, when do we actually ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the rains? That's in the Bracha of Birchas Hashanah, which deals with the Bracha of Parnasa, Barech Aleinu, Hashanah Azos. So that's why the same Talamotor is included in that Bracha. And finally, it tells us another din, Vavdala, on Matzi Shabbos or Matzi Yom Tov, in which Bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei do we insert the Havdala, Atochon Antanu? We do that, Bechon Ados. We insert that in the first of the Brachos or the middle Brachos, what's known as the Bracha of Bina, Chonin Hados. And that's because you need to have Bina, you need to have understanding to be able to separate between the Shabbos, which is Kadosh, and the weekday, which is Chol. So, on Daf Lamed Gimel and Brachos, it mentions all of these insertions into the Shemoneh Esrei. And now, Uktani, Artana, over here, in Moed, several Masechtas into Moed, Me'emasai Maskirin Gvurus Kishamim. Now he talks about when in the year, in the calendar year, do we insert this prayer, which we said we insert in the second Bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, Mechaye Mesim. Where it says the question, the Tosfos already mentioned before, the listening Hasam, Maishno, the Shavke et Hocha. Why didn't you list over there in Masechta Brachos, in Zroyim? Why did you wait till now, the middle of Mayid, in order to go and say this question or to answer the question as to when in the calendar do we say Me'emasai, Maskirin, Vuros Kisham? Shmuel says, Elo, Tana Me Rosh Hashanah Solik, we just finished Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan, and we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Ubechag Nidon Alamayim. We learned that during the holiday of Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on how much water we're going to have during the year. We spoke about on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, and on Rosh Hashanah, what we're judged upon. And we said, during Chag, which is always Sukkot, Nidon Alamayim, we're being judged on the water. And therefore, Ba'aydi, the Tana, Ubechag Nidon Alamayim, Tana, Me'imasai Maskirin, Givuros Kisham. Since we're mentioning already, right now, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which we just finished, talking about that we're being judged on the rain. So, we're on the subject of rain. So, therefore, in our Masechta, we start right off and say, Me'emasai Maskirin, Givuros Kishamim. So, therefore, that's the correct lead-in, if you wish, why it's over here, Masechta Tainis, well along in Moed, as opposed to having it back at the beginning of Zroyim in Masechta Brachos. So, the Gemara still questions this and says, V'lisnei, Me'emasai Maskirin, Al HaGishamim. What do you mean, my givuros gishamim? Why did you start off and say, me'emas ha'maskirin givuros gishamim? What's the next word, givuros, coming to teach us? Why don't we just say, from what point do you maskir gishamim? Do you mention the rains? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the rains. That's the Gemara's question right now. And Amar of Yochanan will have several statements from Yochanan. Here's the first one. Amar of Yochanan. Yochanan says, mipnei sheyordin begivura, because the rains come down with givura. The bringing of the rains is a mighty demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. And this is based upon the pasuk that we have in Iyov. Now, there are two very similar psukim in Iyov, and the Gemara seems to be giving us the pasuk that is later on in Iyov, and the Bach and on the side, the Masoras HaShas and others all change it around to the following pasuk. So instead of reading it the way we have it, which is Shenemar, Ose Gidolos Adein Cheker, Vineflos Adein Mispar, the proper reading of this pasuk is earlier in Iyov, and it should read Ose Gidolos The Ein Cheker, Viniflos Ad Ein Mispar. Now, that teaches us, therefore, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something that he does which is beyond our ability to understand. Ein Cheker. There is no ability for us to delve into it and understand it. It's beyond our understanding. And it also says, Usiv, right after that, and that's why it's the earlier Pasuk in Iyov, because that follows right afterwards this Pasuk, the later Pasuk in Iyov, which we had as the Gears in our Gemara, doesn't have this Pasuk following it. So it doesn't make sense to say it's the later Pasuk in Iyov, but to read the pasuk as we changed it around. Osi gedolos ve'in chayikir neflosam yispar. And then the next pasuk says, "Usiv hanosin matar apnei aretz v'shaleach mayim apnei chutzos." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sends the rain on the earth and sends the water all over the world. So the Gemara asks, so exactly what does this have to do with givuros geshamim, my mashma? How does this imply, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rain, what is this idea of gevura that you're telling us? So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Rabba Bar Shila explains Rabbi Yochanan's statement further, and he says, look at this word cheker that we have over here in Eov, asya cheker, and look at the word cheker that we also find in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. Asya cheker from Eov with cheker mibriyasu shel olam. Where does it say the word cheker and briyasu olam? So it first tells us, Ksiv Hoch, it says over here again, the earlier pasuk in Eov, Osi Gedolos, the ein cheker, it should be, and it says Chosim, it says in regards to the Briyas Olam in Yeshaya, it's in Haftorah of Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Uksiv Chosim, it says there in Yeshaya, Halo Yodata, you all know, Imlo Shamata, if you haven't heard, Elkei Olam Hashem, Borei Kitzos Oretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he builds the entire world, the ends of the world, lo yap lo yigah, he never gets tired, obviously, ein cheker lisvuna so. And his tuna so, his wisdom, his bina, is something that we can't understand. And therefore, it uses the lashon of cheker in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, which was an act of gevura, and uses the lashon of cheker right before it talks about the rain. And furthermore, it says, Mechin Horim Bekocho Nezor Bigivura. And it says in Tehillim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who put the mountains in their place with Givura. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nezor Bigivura. He puts it with Kocho and Nezor Bigivura. And therefore, we see that the creation of the world is something that's referred to as Givura. And we have the word Cheker by the creation of the world. And we have the word Cheker next to the Psukim that talk about the rain. And therefore, through this analogy, that's what Rabba Bar Shila explains Rav Yochanan to be telling us, that that's the maskir givuros kishamim. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the rain with great givura. It's a very powerful demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abilities, Kavi Yochel, and therefore, that's why we put it in the bracha of Chayi HaMesim, which is also dealing with givura. Now, the Gemara says, great, you're telling us that we have to be maskir givuros kishamim, but uminolon de betvila. How do we know that you're supposed to do this in the Shmona Esrei? Maybe you should do it someplace else in the davening. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, no, this is based upon the following brisa. The Pasuk Darshan's Kriya Shema, Li'avu es Hashem Elokeichem, Ulevdo b'chol levavchem. You're supposed to go and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. Now, Ezehi, Avodo, Shibalev. What type of Avodo are we talking about? B'chol levavchem, Ulevdo b'chol levavchem. So that means, normally, when we talk about Avodo Shibalev, Hevi Omer, that normally refers to Zu Tvila. This is a reference to Tvila. And what does it say right after that in the Pasuk of Shema? The second paragraph of Shema, Uksiv Basrei, V'nasati Mitar Artzuchem Bito, and I will give you the rains of the world in their time. And those rains are known as Yore Umalkosh. These are two of the specific types of rains that we are davening for when the rains don't come. The Yore rains and the Malkosh rains. And therefore, the fact that it tells us over here, you should do this avodah shebelev, lo avodah b'chol levavchem, and then it talks about mitar artzuchem biito yore umalkosh. So therefore, we see that you're supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rains in the Shmona Esrei. Amar Yochanan, another statement of Yochanan made is as follows: Gimel mavtechos biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to, and he doesn't give them out. Shelo nimsu biyat shaliach. He doesn't give them to a shaliach. Now, this is incorrect, if you understood this literally, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give these keys out to individuals. However, he doesn't give out all three keys at the same time. He doesn't even give two of the keys at one time, albeit he will give one of these keys to various people at different times. As Tosus brings down, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, the Mateach HaGeshamim Nimshu Elio. Elio took the keys of the rain and didn't allow it to rain for 3 years. V'chein Mateach HaKliyas HaMesim. He also took the key of Tchias HaMesim and he revived the little baby. Some say that this baby was Yonah. And similarly, V'chein by Elisha, it says the same thing, that he revived a little baby. That baby was Habakkuk, according to many, and he revived that baby, so they had the keys to Trias HaMesim. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give over the keys. So Tosus answers, when it said over here, the Rav Yochanan says they're never given over to Shaliach, it means, it doesn't mean they're never given over, as the words seem to sound. Elo, it means that the keys are given over, that they're not given over to them permanently. There's no malach that's in charge of this, albeit it does bring down, there's a malach in charge of Heroyon, but there is no malach in charge of the actual Leda. And that's, we'll see in a second, one of the keys is the key of giving birth to children. So getting pregnant, that could be given over to a malach, but the actual act of giving birth, that's a key that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, keeps for himself. And therefore, they may be given over to somebody like Elio, somebody like Elisha, on a time, short time basis, but they never get over more key, more than one key at a time. And in fact, when Elio wanted to go and resuscitate the child, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't give you both keys, you have to give me back the key to the rain. Otherwise, people say that the Eved has two keys, and the master only has one key. In any event, Rav Yochanan tells us that there are three maftechos that are held specifically by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these he doesn't give over normally to either a malach or even to a navi. Shalom nimsu b'yachliach. They're not normally given over to people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps these himself. What are these three keys? Be'eluhein, the mafteach shel geshamim, the mafteach shel chaya, the mafteach shel kriyas ha'mesim. The key that's in charge of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rains, the key that's in charge of giving birth to children, and the mafteach of kriyas ha'mesim, the key for resuscitating the dead, b'mheira b'yameinu. Now, Mavteach shel Gershamim, the key that is in charge of the Gershamim, where do we see that? Dechsib, because the Pasuk uses a lashon of Mavteach, of Yiftach, Yiftach Hashem Lucha, Esol Tzoro HaTov, Es HaShemayim. It brings down the Pasuk from Devarim, where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up his Otzar, his storehouse of good, in the Shemayim. And it says right afterwards, Loseis Metar Artzucho Be'ito. The end of the pasuk tells us that he will give you the Metar Artzucho Be'ito. And therefore, this clearly shows that HaKadosh Baruch himself, Bechvodo Ve'atzmo, not Ayidei Shaliach, not Ayidei Malach, Yiftach Hashem L'cho Esol Tzoro. So this Mafteach, Yiftach L'cho Hashem Esol Tzoro, is the Mafteach of Motor that HaKadosh Baruch holds on to himself. Second Mafteach is the Mafteach Shel Chaya. How do we know Minayin? How do we know that that is given over to nobody on a regular basis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps that for himself. Dechsiv, because here the pasuk tells us from Bereishis, Vayiskor Elokim es Rochel, and Vayishma, and we turn to the Amud Beis, Vayishma Eleha Elokim Vayiftach es Rachmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the cries of Rochel, and he answers her, he responds to her. Many suggest and give reasons as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring down the pasuk by Sari Imenu, that he heard Sari Imenu's cries and gave her a child. In any event, the Gemara here gives the psukim that deal with Rachel. And that's the second key, the key of Chaya, of giving birth. And the third key, Mavteach Shel Trias HaMesim, where do we find that that is kept by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, by Rachel it said the Lashon of Vayiftach, the key. Where do we find the Lashon of Vayiftach, of a key by Trias HaMesim? Tachsib, because the pasuk tells us, from Yecheskel, v'idatem ki ani Hashem bepischi eski rosechem. You will know that I will be the one that will open up, again, this lashon of mafteach, bepischi eski rosechem. And therefore, these are the three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps for himself and doesn't give out on a regular basis to any shaliach or to a navi. Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, b'marava amre, in Eretz Yisrael they said, af mafteach shel parnosa. There's a fourth key, the mafteach of parnosa. And you see this from the pasuk, the chsiv, and ashri, that we say, from Tehillim, poseach es yodecha v'gomer v'mazmir l'chol chai ratzon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poseach, again, the lashon of mafteach, he himself, poseach es yodecha Hashem, and not a malach, and not a shaliach. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they added a fourth statement. Rav Yochanan, who came from Eretz Yisrael, didn't mention this statement. Rabbi Yochanan, where he asked, why didn't he say this? My time alokoshiv laha. Why didn't he say that there's a fourth key, the fourth key of Parnasa? So the answer is very simple. The word says, Amalach, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Geshamim, Hainu Parnasa. When I said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the key of rain in an agronomical society is critical. That's going to determine your Parnasa. So I already said Parnasa. I don't need a second pasuk to tell me Parnasa. It's the same Parnasa. Rain and Parnasa are one and the same. But my Rava, they felt a little bit differently and they listed them as two, but Rav Yochanan only listed it as one. Now we go back to the Mishnah. We quote the Mishnah and we start talking about additional shittos as to when your maskir Mashiv Ruach Umrei Goshen. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyom Tov Arishon Shulchag B'chule. We brought down the opinion in our Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer. We brought down then the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says from the first day of Yontif, and Rabbi Yeshua said from the last day, Ayi Shmini Atzeres. And then we had Rabbi Yehuda who said, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehoshua, but you say you'd start saying it from the beginning of the day. I say you only start saying it from Musa. Okay, now the Gemara said, Yibaylu, they asked in the base Medrash the following Shaila. Rabbi Eliezer, Meichel Gomilot. What's the source of each of their shitos? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you're masking Gishamim from the very first day of Sukkot? What's his source for that? So Gemara says, Milulav Gomar La. The Talmidim asks, did he learn it out from Lulav, which we start taking from the first day of Sukkot? And Lulav, he talked about, is describing the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Dudu Nanuim, that he brings the rains, the Tlalim, and he brings the winds. So Milulav Gomar La. Or the Talmidim said, O Minisa Chamayim Gomar La. It's because you start doing the mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim, the special water libations that are given on Sukkot and only on Sukkot, so they begin from the first day. Which one of these two is the appropriate source for Eliezer saying that we should be maskir Gevuras Gishamim from the first day of Sukkot? Mi Lulav or Mi Nisa Chamayim? And the Talmidim further expanded on their question as follows. Do we say Mi Lulav Gomalav, that we learn it out from Lulav, and Ma Lulav Bayom Apaskar Bayom? And the reason why Eliezer specifically chose it from Lulav is because Lulav is only done during the daytime, and we don't start saying Ma Shev Ruach Mer Goshem by the Mariv of the first Shemona Esrei of Sukkot, we only start from the daytime. So just like the lulav is during the day, so too the haskar of Mashiv Aruch Mori Goshim only starts during the daytime. Or maybe Odilma mi Nisa Chamayim Gorlo. Or maybe, in fact, Rabbi Eliezer learned it out from the Nisa Chamayim, and Ma Nisa Chamayim Me Urta. Maybe we should start saying Mashiv Aruch Mori Goshim really from the Mariv already, just like Nisa Chamayim could technically be done by Urta. Urta is obviously a euphemism. It means or, which means really nighttime over here, early Arbasa, so the famous beginning of Masechta Pesachim, says that or means over here the start of the night. So this is a euphemism. So just like Nisa Chamayim could be done at night, how do we know that? The Amamar, Umin Chosom, the Niskeyim. So it tells us that you bring the Niskeyim, which is their libations, which normally are the wine libations and the flour libations, the Yayin and the flour, Nisachim, that come along with the carbon. If you didn't bring them during the day, you're allowed to bring them at night. Umin Chosom, the Niskeyim can be brought Afilu Balayla. So too, afaskara miyurta. So too, we should be maskir the gishamim even at night. So we should start doing them by the Marish one esrei of the first day of Sukkot. So this is what the Talmidim asked in the Beis Medrash. Where is Rabbi Eliezer's source? Is it from lulav, and therefore we'd start during the daytime, or is it from Nisa Chamayim, which would start at night? Some also want to learn out that the Nisa Chamayim could actually be gotten at night, and that's what it refers to, not only the libations over here, but even talking about the Nisa Chamayim, and the Nisa Chamayim could be obtained, the water could be gotten at night, they just pour it during the daytime, so that's the source for Afilu Balayla. In any event, the Gemara is going to answer and say, Toshma, I'll bring you the following brisa. The Yom Rabbi Yavo, Lo Lomda, Rabbi Eliezer, Elami Lula. Rabbi Eliezer's source is from Lula. Now, how did he know that this source is from Lula? So here we have two versions. Ika, the Amri, some said that Rabbi Yavo, Gemara, Gemir Lula, that this was a Masorah that they had. This was the tradition, that was Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Ika, the Amri, and others learned it out, that no Masnisa Shmila, that it was an actual brisa that stated this. According to the first opinion, it's a Gemara. Okay, that's the answer. According to the second opinion, it's a Brisa. Which Brisa? Mahi. Gemara says, which Brisa is the source of this? The Tanya says in the following Brisa, when do we start mentioning Mashiv Ruach Mer Goshem? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishas Netilas Lulav. Oh, here it says, Befeirish, from the time that you're taking the Lulav. That certainly is an illusion that it's based upon Netilas Lulav. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua Omer, in this Brisa, he says, Mishas Hanachoso. It's when you put the Lulav down. Now, Rashi has the gears over here on the seventh day, but many change it around to being the eighth day. And this means that it's when you still could bring the lulav and esrog, meaning any time on the seventh day, so then you still aren't maskir the gevuras gishamim. It's only after the seventh day is over, in Eretz Yisrael, on the eighth day, there's absolutely no mitzvah anymore of lulav and esrog. Even in Chutz Laretz, even though we say Sveikud Yoma, we don't take the lulav and esrog on Yantiv because it could be Yantiv. And if you're not allowed to take it, then that's a problem. So therefore, Chutz Laretz, because of the sake of the Yom, we do not take the lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres, albeit we sit in the sukkah, for example, but that's not a problem, as we discussed in Masech the Sukkah. In any event, so here is the source for both Rabbi Eliezer saying it on the first day, based upon lulav, and Rabbi Yeshua saying it's also based upon lulav. When we stop taking the lulav, that's when we start saying, Mashiv Ruach Umrei Goshem. Fine. Gemara continues with his price and says, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Holy Arba Minim Halolu, the whole purpose of these four minim is to go and encourage HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, to give us the rain, to daven for the rain, that these are demonstrating, as we said, by the Nanuim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brings the rains, and he brings the Tlalim. So, Kshem Sha'abimim HaLolu Yev Shob Hem Lomayim, and all four of these species are all requiring water for themselves to grow. So too, Kach, Yev Shob Olam Lomayim, so too, the world can't exist without water. And therefore, Releza says, we're Maskir Gevuras Geshamim at the very start of Sukkot. Amal Rishu responds and he says, no, Halo Geshamim Mechag, Enu Elisim Klonol, just like in the Mishnah, the Brisa says, but it's a bad simon if we were to mention rain and rains came, it would be a bad simon. So as Mora says, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Again, Rabbi Elazar says to him, Afani lo amarti l'shol, I said nothing about asking for the rains. All I said was Elo lahaskir, to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power behind the rains. Ukishem shetchias ha-meisim, maskir kol shana kula. And just like tchias ha-meisim could come at any point in time, kishem shetchias ha-meisim, we could therefore be maskir kol shana kula, the ain't all of his manner, but it will only come when it comes. And nevertheless, we say the bracha of mechaya mesim all year long. So too, kach maskim givurus gesham kol shana. So we could technically say mashiv ruach maragoshim all year long. It's not a problem to say it on Sukkot. The ain't all of his manner, and we're asking the rains come in their proper time, which means in Eretz Yisrael from Zayin Cheshvan and onwards. And therefore, lefikach Rabbi Elazar says, in bola haskir kol hashana kula maskir, if you want to say mashiv ruach maragoshim all year long, there is no problem in doing so. That's what the Brisa says. Rebbe disagrees, however. Rebbe Omer, Omrani, the Marshak, Shlomo Kluger, says whenever Rebbe says Omrani, that means that this is the answer. Rebbe holds that this, I don't have a source for this, but based upon all my Torah learning, Omrani, this is the answer that I'm giving. It's very powerful, the Marshak says, when Rebbe says Omrani. In any event, Rebbe holds, Mishor Shemafsik L'Sheila. Rebbe says, when you stop asking for the rains, i.e. on the first day of Pesach, when we stop saying Saint Talamot Levrach, even though we don't say it in the Yontish when Esri, but as soon as it's Chol HaMoed, we stop saying the same Talamot, and we so start saying the same Bracha, Kach Mafsik Laskara. So at that same time, which is the first day of Pesach, we stop saying Mashiv Aruch or Morid HaGoshem. So Rebbe says we don't say it all year long. Rebbe Lezer says technically you could say it all year long. Now, we have additional Shitos that the Brisa brings down. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, he says, Omer as follows, B'sheni b'chaku maskir. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira says that we start saying Mashiv Ruach on the second day of Sukkot, not the first day, on the second day. We'll explain in a moment why. Rav Kiva Omer, B'shishi b'chaku maskir. Rav Kiva's shita is on the sixth day of Sukkot, you start saying Mashiv Ruach Mordo Goshem. We'll explain his shita in a moment as well. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which we already had in the Mishnah, within the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua says, the one going up to David on the last day of the Chag, which means really Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achun Masker, only the Baal Musaf says, Mashiv Ruach Mordo Goshem, however, Rishon, the Baal Shachris, ain't a Masker, he doesn't say it. As opposed to, and this we had in our Mishnah as well, beyond the Rishon Shul Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, HaRishon Maskir, the Baal Shachar, still says Mashiv Ruach Mordo Goshem, however, Achon, the Baal Musaf, Eino Maskir, doesn't say it, and that's for the reasons I mentioned before, and the difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svad, whether you say Morid Atal instead of Mashiv Ruach Mordo Goshem or not. That's the Brisa. Now the Gemara says, Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, both in the Mishnah and in the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar has a very good taina to Rabbi Yeshua. I'm not asking for the rain, I'm just mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gevura behind the rain. So what's wrong with mentioning it on the first day of Sukkot? So again, Amalach Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responded, and he says, Bishlam Tchias HaMeisim Masker, I understand why Tchias HaMeisim, we could be Masker all year long, because it doesn't have a set time. The Kula Yoma Smaniyu, every day could be the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about Tchias HaMeisim, and Herav Yomenu, that day should come. But rain, kol emas de asyon, smanayihu, is it any time that the rain comes? That's the zman, zimnayahid. Is that the right time for the rains to come? But not. We learned in the Mishnah, we'll see this later in the Masechta, it's going to tell us over there that Yotzer Nisan, after the month of Nisan is gone, rains are bad. If the rains come down, the yodu gishomim, simon klolahim. It's actually a bad thing because you have all the weed out in the field, and it's going to be ruined by the rain at this point in time. So it's a klala, it's a curse. Shenemar, Basa says, "Halo ksir chitim hayom v'gomer." It's now the time to bring in all the stuff. It's the harvest time, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings rain, that would be a klala. Navi Shmuel is telling Chai Yisrael, "You want Hashem to bring the rain and punish you because you're so evil. So therefore, halo ksir chitim hayom. It's the time of the harvest, and we don't want rains. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says that." By Mechaya Mason, that could occur every day. But since the rains, we don't want it to come every day. And in fact, the rains come. It's a klal if it comes certain times. So we're not maskir the Geshamim all year long. Now we explain Rav Yehuda ben Maseira Shita. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira He said it was B'sheni B'chag U'maskir. B'sheni B'chag U'maskir. Why? My time to Rabbi B'seira. What's his reasoning? So the Tanya, because the Baisa says, Rabbi Yehuda B'seira, Omer, Ne'emar B'sheni, it says on the second day of Sukkot, in the Korbanos that we say, the various offerings of the Korbanos that we say on Sukkot, it says, V'niskeyem. Every other day, it says, Muvad Olas HaTomid U'min Chosso V'nisko. But on the second day and on the sixth day, it says it a little bit differently. On the second day, Ne'emar B'sheni, it says V'niskehem instead of V'niska. And on the sixth day, V'ne'emar B'shishi, it doesn't say Niska, it says U'nisacheha. So you have an extra Mem on the second day, you have an extra Yud on the sixth day, and then on the seventh day, V'ne'emar B'shvi, it has an extra Mem again. In the word, instead of Mishpat, it says Mishpatam, K'mishpatam. And therefore, this extra mem on the second day, the extra yud on the sixth day, and the extra mem on the seventh day, hare mem, yud, mem, hare kan mayim. It spells out mayim. This is an allusion. Mikan remez lenisa chamayim in HaTorah. This is the remez to the doraisa of nisa chamayim. Now, umayishno b'sheni denokat. So then why do you the Maseir say b'davka on the second day? We do it. Why not on the sixth day or the seventh day, Mistama? He says, d'chi remizi lu b'kra b'sheni the remizi, because it starts on the second day, this allusion to the Mayim, and therefore hilkach b'sheni matkarinon. And therefore, that's why Review the Maseir says we start mentioning this on the second day. No, that will lead us into Rabbi Akiva's opinion, who says, Rabbi Akiva, Omer b'shishi b'chag u'maskir, on the sixth day. Now, why on the sixth day? Because he says, ne'emar b'shishi, it has the extra yud, unisachah. And this implies b'shnei nisuchim akosim medaber, that there are two different types of nisachim that we do on Sukkot, as opposed to the normally it's only the wine libations. Of course, we always have flour libations, but in addition to the wine libations, there's a second type of liquid libation, and that is the mayim. B'shnei nisuchim akosim medaber, echad nisuch hamayim, v'echad nisuch hayayin. So these are the two libations, and that's alluded to on the sixth day nisachah, and therefore Rabbi Kiva says we start maskir gevuras kishamim on the sixth day. Or ask the obvious question, how do you know that this is water? Maybe it's two times that you do wine libations. Maybe you pour wine and then you pour wine again. How do you know you pour water? So Gemara says, oh, so look for you the Maseira. Oh, he does hold like this extra mem, yud, mem that reviewed the Maseira brought and says it teaches us an allusion over here to Mayim. So that's why we bring Mayim, and since it starts, it mentions that the Shnei Nisuchim on the sixth day, Nusachal, Rabbi Kiva holds you start saying Maske Gevurah Kishamim on the sixth day. We turn to Gimel and Aleph. Wait a second, the word says, Isava look Rabbi Yehuda, so name of Kabasi. So if he says that mem, yud, mem is critical, so then start being maskir gishamim on the second day, like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira does. Why are you waiting until the sixth day? The Gemara says, no, Ksava Rabbi Akiva, kikisiv nisuch yaseira. When it talks about the extra nisuchim, that's really on the sixth day. Nisuchah, that tells us that you have extra nisuchim. The illusion of from the second, sixth, and seventh day, that's just telling you what the extra nisuchim was, but the ikar is, bashishi udusiv, that tells us that you have the Nisuch HaMayim, that's really, Rabbi Kiva says, the most important drasha is from the sixth day that there's an extra Nisuch, and we use the other drasha to teach us that it's an extra Nisuch of Mayim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the sixth day is the critical day. This is a good break point for our first day of learning in Masechta Tainis. Again, we learned today for Fuhu Shlema, for Avraham Simcha Ben Rochel Leah, undergoing a procedure today, Mitzvah Shem Shabbi L'Refuah, and B'Soch Shachol Yisrael, all should have a Refuah Shlema. With that, we conclude our first year in the beautiful Masechta of Tainis.